Welcome to Impact OC, the only program showcasing the people and organizations shaping Orange County. With your host, Don Camber.
Hello, live from the OC Talk Radio studios at UCI's Beal Applied Innovation Center. I'm OC Talk Radio Public Affairs Director Don Camber with another great guest impacting our community in a positive way. Today, I welcome New Directions for Women Director of Development Lori Butler. The organization's mission is to save the lives of women and women with children affected by substance abuse, and for 44 years, it has helped women and women with children enter recovery programs. Thank you, Lori, for being on Impact OC.
You're welcome, Dawn.
Lori, please share with us the types of substance abuse problems your clients have faced and how the NDFW is able to help.
Well, it began in 1977 with alcohol, with our founder, Pamela Wilder, standing up, if you can picture this, Dawn, at her junior league meeting in Newport Beach and saying, I'm an alcoholic. We need to do something to help other women who don't have the means to do something for themselves. About 5 years later, in the early 1980s, they discovered that women weren't coming in for treatment for alcoholism because they didn't want to leave their children behind. It's not much different than it is today. Women still are the primary caregivers for their children for the most part. And as time went on, other addictions became more prevalent. And so now today, we handle all kinds of different addictions. And what we find is most people don't just have one. They've got a trauma, maybe another addiction. Someone can be addicted to alcohol and, believe it, video games. Someone can be addicted to pornography and addicted to crystal meth. So we work with women who have all types of various addictions and that are in all stages, from people who just graduated maybe from high school on up to grandma who never took a drink until she was 60 years old, but her spouse died and she started drinking. Doctor prescribes prescription medication to help her with her aches and pains. And the next thing you know, teetotally grandma Terry is now got an addiction problem, and where does she go? Or she's going to be understood for the multi-layers of that addiction and what caused that addiction.
Well, how do people get in contact with your organization to get help? And then once they are in part of your organization, what kind of help do you offer?
They simply can call our phone number, which is 949-313-1192. 4 hours a day, we've got intake counselors. And what makes us so different and so special, Dawn, is that we're a nonprofit. So if you're a woman and you call and you may not be a right fit for our program, our counselors are all women who've been there. And so they're going to call you back. And I've seen them do this time and time again. They continue to call people maybe who go to another center, another place, maybe another program. But our ladies on our staff and the people that we work with really do follow up with these ladies. They know that it's possible for that woman to get well because they've done it themselves. And most of them have worked or gone through the program at New Directions for Women or a similar program.
Describe addiction.
Wow. You know, there's that phrase that says it's what's eating you. And it really is. It's getting to that that root core. Because we work with women with children, you know, you can describe it simply for children as the addiction monster. It's the thing that comes in and takes over your life in a very frightening, relentless way. And if you don't get help to get rid of the addiction monster, it's something that you need help. It's not something anyone should struggle doing on their own. They really need somebody to get in and do battle with them. They ultimately have to be the one that wins the war against their substance use disorder, but most people do well when they have a support system. For example, one of the reasons why I love being at New Directions for Women is the national average for women with children. And this is from a study by an organization called NATAP. So it's not my statistics. And then there's also the National Institute of Health show 41% of women 1 year out of treatment are still sober and retaining custody of their children. At a program like New Directions for Women, where women are allowed to bring their children, where it's gender specific, where it's nonprofit, where they're using healing both the medical side of the addiction, but the spiritual side. We have a spiritual component with 12 steps. We do healthy alternative things. We're even a Wellbriety center for, we're trained in doing 12 steps for the Native American community and incorporating those types of things. So to answer your question, 76% of the women at our center 1 year out report being sober and retaining custody of their children. It's twice the national average. So we know we've got something really incredible and magical going on.
Do the women call themselves to get help, call for themselves, or does someone call for them?
It's a mixture. A lot of people are writing in on the internet. So you can also go to our website, you know, www.newdirectionsforwomen.org, and people can write in for help. But it's all over the place. It really pulls at your heart when you see a woman writing, you know, I'm addicted to crystal meth. I've got a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. I think I might be pregnant again. Nobody will help me. I need help today. And our staff will return that call and get in touch with that woman as best they can that moment. Then it can be family members who don't know what to do. And that's another beautiful thing about New Directions for Women. Being a nonprofit center, we have a support group Monday nights, and it's open to anybody in Orange County. They don't have to be affiliated with our program. They just have to have somebody, a loved one, who has a substance use disorder or other addiction.
How do you help the children? Because you got the mother who needs help, but there's still the child.
You know, Dawn, it is incredible. We see children as young as 4 years old, and they're the parent. They're the one trying to prepare dinner. They're the one trying to be the responsible person. They're the one getting themselves up, trying to dress themselves. Children carry a tremendous burden. And so what we see is when a woman comes in with her child and is able to heal alongside her child, the child receives therapy too. We use all kinds of things from and just simply enrolling the child in the Newport Mesa School District, because that's where we're located. So now this child is going to school on a regular basis. We have volunteers prior to COVID who would come in and read and help with homework. There's a family house where the women actually live with their children in a family type situation, and there's a dinner table there. And wouldn't you think that if you're a child, just eating dinner with your family would be something you really, you know, wouldn't take for granted? But these kids, some of them, it's the first time they've sat down and had dinner as a family. We teach meditation. In fact, we are so successful at working with children. We were recently featured on Sesame Street in the community. Like most people, when I heard about it, you know, I thought, wow, you know, covering opioid addiction on a Sesame Street. But Dawn, the reality is there are children every day whose parents are affected by opioid and substance use disorder. And for children to know that they're not alone, and that it's not their, just to have somebody, you know, look through the camera and tell them it's not their fault, it's not their responsibility. And to see another child featured who did get help and did get well. I mean, just simple things that we work with the kids. We have gardening activities. We have expressive arts therapy for them. A lot of children, especially the young ones, Dawn, they don't know how to express what they're going through. They don't have the words. They don't have the vocabulary. But you can sit them down with an expressive arts therapist or a volunteer who's trained in that modality, and a child can be very expressive with art. Or with we also do equine therapy. And that's another way that, you know, a child can relate to an animal. And these, you know, what's interesting is because so many of our women have suffered abuse as children, or they themselves were in a family where they were offered drugs or alcohol at a young age, or they saw this going on in their own home, that a lot of the modalities and treatments and therapies for children work on women, because that's when they were wounded and that's what's driving their addiction. So that's, we always talk about it at New Directions for Women, but it really does happen. When we have women with children in our program, we are trying to break that generational cycle of addiction. By the time a child is 10 years old, according to statistics I've seen from a really great organization called BizKids, he or she has tried alcohol, and by the time they're 13, 50% of them have tried something more serious. And That's alarming. That's really alarming. And we need to, I just feel so strongly, we need to have a place where a child's reality is real and what he or she is going through, that they're around people who believe them and support them. And addiction is a shame-based disease, not only for the woman or the parents involved in it, but for the children as well. Incredible shame.
So the child understands what the mother is going through. So therefore, the child can learn that that's not what the child should do when the child becomes an adult.
Right. Basically, we're giving a child the tools to fight back. It can be something as simple as learning how to do meditation or yoga. The activities for the children are based, you know, they're age-appropriate activities. But it can also be for older children who we have children on campus from 0 to 12 years old. And then for our older children, they, unfortunately, because they're teenagers, it's not an appropriate environment for them to live on campus. But they're referred to resources like Alateen. They're allowed to come to family support group. There are resources for them as well.
We want to mention that you have an event coming up, so I don't want to forget that on August 18th.
Yes, I would encourage anybody to come out. You know, we just got through this incredible time of COVID where we never stopped serving people, Dawn. We were there, unlike other centers. We never had an outbreak of COVID. We went to great measures to make sure that we remained, our women and our children on campus remain safe. And so this will be the first, we're still going to follow the COVID guidelines that are in place, but this will be our first in-person event, a chance for the community to come back and see our facility. When you step onto campus, Dawn, people immediately say it's just healing in and of itself. I just had the Orange County Organic Gardening group out this weekend because we're a monarch butterfly preserve with gardens everywhere and fountains and a place where the women can go plant organic tomatoes. And then we have a trained chef and we serve them healthy meals. And a woman can get involved in cooking the tomatoes that she's grown. And that is something you and I might take it for granted. But for a woman who's been caught up all day just trying to get by and in her addiction, doing a loving act like caring for a tomato plant can make a huge difference.
So tell us about this event on August 18th, where to go, what time?
Yeah, it's called Catch the Waves of Recovery. We decided, hey, we're on the corner by the Back Bay in Costa Mesa, near the Back Bay of Newport Beach. It's 2607 Willow Lane in Costa Mesa. It's going to be Wednesday, August 18th from 4 to 7 p.m. And again, it's called Catch the Waves of Recovery because we just decided it's our first time back in person with people, and let's just throw a good old-fashioned beach party. So we've got local surf bands donating their time. We've got some food trucks that'll be out in the back with ice cream and pulled pork sandwiches, and we'll have vendors and people that provide services for us there. We work with a great place called Agape Wellness. We work with a program called Rock to Recovery, where the women write rock songs for therapy together as a group. And so all of these different groups that we work with will be there as well. And we'll all be spread out. We've got volleyball and a volleyball court and a big grass area and these amazing, beautiful gardens. And then people can go inside and tour the facility. We're going to have them wear their masks when they're inside, but they can see the family house. They can see there's beautiful places that are named after people who've been important to our organization. And then there's just houses that are named after emotions and feelings. One's called, my favorite place is called Courage House. And so you'll be able to go in and see where the women work on their group and their therapy. And they really do gain courage in there. And then we have another house called Faith House for the family and children. And it's an absolute incredible place. Our spiritual center is on the second floor. And you can just look out over the gardens and out into the Bay Area. It's going to truly be an amazing time. But we are asking people to go online at our website and make a reservation. Let us know that they're coming.
Thank you, New Directions for Women Director of Development, Lori Butler, for being on Impact OC. And I thank everyone for tuning in. I'm OC Talk Radio Public Affairs Director. Have an impactful day.
You've been listening to Impact OC, the only program showcasing the people and organizations shaping our community. Right here on Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio.